You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, a very good Saturday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for winding with us, Steven Strom. Here, Marlins fall to the Chicago Cubs 8-3 on Friday afternoon. They drop game one of this four-game set. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
Well, it was a very tough Friday afternoon for the Marlins here at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Cubs beat them 8-3. Marlins fall to 4-16. The Cubs improve to 12-7. This is the 10th inning show brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg, and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. We were rained out last night. We will play a doubleheader tomorrow on Saturday. So today, game one of a four-game weekend series featured Jameson Taillon and A.J. Puk. Puk was working on 9 full days of rest. He has very much struggled in a starter's capacity this season, and those struggles continued this afternoon, and they started early. We had a leadoff double in the bottom of the first, followed by a walk, and Cody Bellinger gave the Cubs their first lead of the day. So here is Bellinger, the 1-0 pitch, is swung on in line to the right side, off the glove of Josh Bell, in the shallow right field, rounding third is Horner. He's going to score. It's 1-0 Chicago. And then after a 6-4-3 double play, put a runner at third base with two outs, Danby Swanson collected run number 2 this afternoon in the first. Here comes the 2-1. That is swung on, hit in the air to center field. Chisholm standing still, now retreating, still going back. It's over his head and up against the wall. That's going to play to run, and the wind wreaks havoc here in the bottom of the first inning. It's 2-0 Chicago. So the Cubs got 2 in the first. They'd get another in the second, courtesy of Nico Horner. Comes the 1-0 pitch, and that is hammered on a line down the left field line and towards the corner, rounding third. Here comes Madrigal. A throw to the plate is not in time, and it's 3-0 Chicago. And it would stay that way. Jameson Taillon was perfect through 3 innings for the Cubs this afternoon. Cubs had a 3-0 lead going to the bottom of the third, and then we continue to tack things on. They had the bases loaded with one out and Garrett Cooper at the plate. And here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and hit in the air, shallow center field. Chisholm's coming on, and he can't get it. One run will score. Chisholm lobs it back into a rise, and it's 4-0 Chicago. And the next man to bat for the Cubs was Nick Madrigal. And the first pitch to Madrigal is bounced toward third. Rivera's got it, flips it to second for one, throw to first, not in time. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Madrigal, and now it's 5-0. And then putting the finishing touches on a big 4-run bottom of the third inning for the Cubs was Miguel Amaya, the catcher. First and third with two outs now, and he swings and hits one high in the air to center field. Chisholm's going back on the run, at the track, over his head and off the ivy. It rolls back in towards center field. One run will score, two runs will score, and just like that, the Chicago Cubs have a 7-0 lead. So the Cubs got 4 in the third. They led 7-0. We would go to the top of the fourth inning. And the first dent on the ledger of Jameson Taillon today came courtesy of Brian De La Cruz, who was trying to extend his hitting streak to 7 games. Now the 1-2 pitch. That is swung on, hit high and deep to left center field. Going back is Happ onto the warning track at the wall. Looking up, and she is gone. Brian De La Cruz with a homer. His 4th of the season. Marlins will start to chip away. It's now 7-1 here in the fourth. And it would stay that way into the bottom of the fifth inning. A.J. Puk tossed just 3 innings today, allowed 7 runs on 7 hits. In the bottom of the fifth, there were 2 on, there was 1 out, and Mike Tauchman was the pinch hitter for Nick Madrigal facing Declan Cronin. There's a swing and a line drive into right field, the base hit. Rounding third, coming towards the plate, Swanson. Throw comes into the cutoff man, Arise. It's an RBI single by the pinch hitter, Mike Tauchman, and now it's 8-1. And it would stay that way until the Marlins would get 2 in the top of the 9th inning. More on that in a moment. Jameson Taillon went 5 innings, allowed a run on 3 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Keegan Thompson worked 2 scoreless, walked 1, did not allow a hit, struck out 4. Colton Brewer pitched the final 2 innings, and the only dent after the homer by De La Cruz in the 4th was a 2-out, 2-run single by Nick Gordon in the 9th. And the 0-1, And it's hit on a line through the left side, a base hit. Bell will score. Behind him is Lopez. It's a two-run, two-out single for Nick Gordon. This is now an 8-3 ball game. And unfortunately, that's how things would end this afternoon for the Marlins. Three runs, six hits, no errors, five men left on base. And for the Cubs, eight runs, 10 hits, one error, six men left on base. Jameson Taillon, in his 2024 season debut, worked five innings, collected the win he's 1-0. And unfortunately for A.J. Puck, his struggles continue. Working as a starting pitcher, he falls to 0-4, and A.J. Puck's season ERA now sits at 9.22 after four starts. His first four starts in the big leagues all this season has not gone well. He was followed by Declan Cronin, Birch Smith, and Andrew Nardi. Total time of game, 2 hours and 25 minutes, nearly 30,000 on hand on this chilly 54-degree Friday afternoon at Wrigley Field. The Marlins punched out 9 today. That means that $225 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down and listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say, get his reaction after the 8-3 loss to the Cubs.
Continuing to see through his struggles.
Today the velo was down 2-3 miles an hour, more than norm. Off speed, just a little erratic, so just behind every hitter, and that's a really good lineup. So when you're behind, you're giving them a really good chance. They got a really good top of the order, and he paid the price for it.
Have there been any conversations with Puck for moving him maybe back to the bullpen, or is it still too early?
No, we haven't had that conversation yet. Just got to be a little bit better and give us a chance each time out. He's had a couple rough starts, but we got to figure out a way to get him back on track.
With Taillon, what was he doing to keep you guys off balance?
I think the slider, we were kind of going out of the zone a little bit too much. The top of the zone fastball we chased at times, but we took some good at bats at times, took some bad at bats at times. Just kind of a mixed bag. But I think chasing the slider outside the zone was kind of the deal breaker for us.
Andrew Nardi, in that type of situation, he was able to get out of trouble. Are these the type of situations that you want to put him in to maybe build that confidence with it?
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. We're trying to get him back on track. We need a good Nardi to get us where we want to get to. He's going to be late inning leverage type of stuff for us the next 5 months, but we need the confidence to get up. For him to get out of that situation was really good for him and something that we wanted to see and he needed to see. He's going to be fine. We just need to, build a couple zeros, for him. And, once he gets a couple more of those, then I think he'll be ready to roll.
Did you speak to Jazza why he didn't slide in that situation?
Yeah, we talked about it. He'll slide next time.
What is the balance of it? It's four starts. It's April 19th. But, let's see what's going on with the results of the Puck.
Yeah, he had a really good spring training. We're hoping to build off that into the season. Obviously, the results haven't been there for him or for us. We need our starters to get deeper in the games. The last series was really good for our guys, and we were hoping to build on that. He was obviously under the weather and pretty sick for a few days. Probably had something to do with the velo being so far down. Maybe the energy level wasn't there. We thought he was okay. But we got to figure it out because, we just got to get more than four innings. And, we're getting that kind of, 7-0 hole. It's tough to come back from at this level, especially against a good team like that. So we just got to get him back, in the rotation because we planned on him being here. So we're going to try to keep him going, get him going, I should say.
Another rough day for Sanchez. Just no extra base hits at all this year. Just what are you seeing differently from him from this year from last year?
Well, he doesn't have as many at-bats as a lot of guys because of all the lefty starters. He started out a little bit slow. But I have confidence that he's going to beat up on some righties. There's no doubt. But I think that we're going to get a run of righties here. And, you're going to see him out there. And so we need him to go as well. I mean, it's just what it is. So, but I think he's only got 30-something, about 30 at-bats. There's guys that have 70 at-bats right now in the league. So, he'll start getting on a roll once he starts playing more, which he will.
The or a couple of plays in the outfield where I thought there was a chance to throw home, but Sanchez didn't throw home, or did he just catch you by surprise?
I don't really see it like that. I think there were some balls maybe that got caught up in the wind and that type of stuff that it's a tough field, and if you haven't played here much, you're going to get exposed a little bit. So I think maybe some of those that at Wrigley, you're going to see a lot of weird things happen here. You know, we talked about that pregame and some of that, but I didn't really see anything that was like, you know, we should have thrown home. That really stuck out, honestly.
De La Cruz stays hot, 7-game hit streak. Just how good is it to have a consistent bat in there?
Yeah, De La's been taking some good at-bats from spring training to now. It's been great. And that's why he's hitting where he's hitting. And I think he's going to have a really good year. I think he's building off a really good sophomore year. So I plan on him being in the middle of the order the whole year.
I hope for Tia just doubleheader tomorrow, chance to get him off his feet.
Yeah, I mean, we were down 7 runs, getting those two guys off their feet, TA and Arise, was, you know, the plan, unless we got something going.
AJ Puck struggled once again. He drops to 0-4, goes 3 frames, gives up 7 hits, 7 runs, 4 punch outs, 3 walks. Let's hear what AJ had to say after his outing.
AJ, what would you attribute the struggles to out there mechanically?
Just kind of one of those one of those days, you know, I was just trying to get those outs and couldn't, and I just got to keep on, competing out there, and the ball start coming my way.
What's been the biggest struggle adjusting from becoming a bullpen guy to a starter?
I feel so far, you know, the first inning for me has been the hardest just to get through, and it's continuing being a problem, and I just got to figure that out.
The velo down today, can you pinpoint why?
I just came off the flu, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, just or whatnot, but nobody's feeling good, and it should be good.
We had seen Mel working with you last week when it comes to what looked like arm slot and release point. Where have the struggles come from in that aspect?
Just trying to figure out which one's more comfortable for me, throwing-wise and being able to repeat.
What do you need to do to be able to repeat?
Just be comfortable out there and trust my stuff.
Sorry, did you change your arm slot? Like, did you work on a change from what you were doing before the start today?
No, I'm just kind of just letting whatever my body wants to do.
How tough is it to balance? Like, how important is that balance, I guess, for you? Where you see the struggles, like, first 4 outings, but it's still so early and chance plenty of games left to get back on track.
I'm saying it's just kind of one of those things, go out there, just got to keep on competing, and over time, hopefully it's going to, turn my favor.
All right, Twin Bill this afternoon. It all starts at 2:20. I've got Marlins on deck at 1:50. It'll be Jesus Luzardo who toes the rubber for Miami. And then after that, we'll play another one, a 7:40 first pitch to wrap up the festivities. Again, a doubleheader, 2:20 first pitch, and then a 7:40 first pitch. As always, we hope you can join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits. Make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.